This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Florida officially ends its state of emergency. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Leading the way in reopening, Governor Ron DeSantis declares that the state of emergency is over and signs a bill that will fully open the state of Florida. This bill, which goes into effect July 1st, removes government-mandated restrictions that have greatly affected businesses and the way that they operate due to the coronavirus pandemic. Because of the termination of the state of emergency, businesses will be able to make their own decisions on how they operate. In essence, mask wearing will not be government-mandated, but places like the family-owned and operated Corners store to Walt Disney World could make their own decision on masking. Just before signing the bill, Governor DeSantis explained that his use of emergency powers compared to other states has been limited and focused on three areas: keeping schools open through funding, vaccine response and distribution efforts, and stopping vaccine passports from becoming required for Floridians. He explained, "This bill provides protections for all Floridians' personal health information and prohibits statutory vaccine passports. You have a right to participate in society, go to a restaurant, movie, a ball game, and all these things without having to divulge this type of information." He commented that, "Without these personal health protections that have been put in place, big companies would try to monetize that information. The bill permanently prohibits that." This bill also establishes legislative procedure to restrict future governors from abusing their emergency powers. Any local emergency order, excluding hurricane emergencies, are capped at 7-day increments and can only be extended to a maximum duration of 42 days. Governor DeSantis said that the bill ensures that neither the state nor local governments can close businesses or keep kids out of in-person instruction unless they satisfy demanding and continuous justifications. And we are no longer in a state of emergency. People are going to be able to make decisions, and they have the wherewithal to protect themselves with vaccines if they want. He also called for people to stop policing others, and that if you continue policing other people, then you really don't believe in the vaccines. You don't believe in the data. You don't believe in the science. He encouraged people that have received the vaccine or have the antibodies to live your life as if you're protected. DeSantis reaffirmed that this bill creates a structure that's going to be more respectful of people's businesses, jobs, schools, and personal freedoms. "Pray for the nation's leaders, that God will give them wisdom in reopening and the faith to trust Him with the process."